Hey, Riffith Q coming to you, and it is Tuesday morning. So what am I talking about today? Well, today's focus for the episode is really about feelings, okay? And when you start off in business or when you've been in business, a lot of people don't tell you that in actual fact, there are times when you might not feel so great. Right, just putting that out there. There are times, there are days when you actually don't feel so great about what you're doing and you're wondering, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? Where does it go in? And I always think back to the book I read about Steve Jobs, The Man Who Thought Different. And it's a really, really great book if you can read it. Actually, I think I didn't read that book. I think I listened to it on audio. Which is what I was doing a lot of last summer and the summer before. This year I've gotten a little bit more into actually reading books before I go to bed as opposed to listening to books on the way to work. So I listened to it, and in the first opening chapter of that, it talks about Steve and his, you know, address to the university, and he says it's about connecting the dots. And I think that's really, really relevant to everything we do as entrepreneurs or as, you know, side hustlers, that we're waiting for those dots to connect. So there's things that we're doing and they don't always add up, and we don't really know where they even fit into the big picture. But what I've noticed is that sometimes the dots just automatically connect. I don't need to even make any sort of attempt to do anything, and things just slot into place and everything works out really, really well. There's other times where nothing seems to make any sense and everything just seems to be one mad blur of you just, or me even, just going from thing to thing and not sure what to focus on. And so this week, I'm not sure why and what's happened, but I've definitely changed the lens on my camera. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we can focus on whatever we like, okay? It's a bit, I think of it as a bit like a camera. And this again is, you know, what I heard from Tony Robbins, that you can focus on whatever you like, okay? So you could be out and about and be at a party. I think he gave the analogy of being at a party, and you may have a camera in your hand, or think of yourself as a camera, and you can focus on whatever you like. So if you focus on one thing and it's a positive thing, you probably walk away from that experience thinking, well, that was great. But there's other times when you walk away and you think, actually, that wasn't a great experience. That was really bad. They weren't getting on or whatever it is. You know, there's different things we can focus on. So I think of this as well as, you know, the way in which we have a camera and how really important it is to focus on what it is that you want to do. So when you're taking a shot, and I only know this because I recently bought my daughter a camera after her nagging me for ages about it, and I wanted her to understand that just because you ask for something, you don't get it. You have to, you know, you have to earn it, you have to work for it, you have to save for it. So she saved enough money to go halves with me, and I paid the other half. And so we agreed on, you know, a new camera. We bought it, and I've got to be honest, it was the best thing I did, because the girl has actually got an amazing talent for taking these photographs. And, you know, originally I thought, well, anyone can do this, right? It's down to the cameras nowadays. It's down to the fact that even phones have these amazing cameras on them. And I was convinced that it didn't really take a lot to get these shots looking great. I was wrong. So she gave me the camera, and she said, okay, you take a photo of whatever, and I did. And if I'm honest with you, it was fine. It was a shot of some flowers, but it just didn't have, it wasn't in, you know, any worthy sort of photo. It wasn't anything which I would have like really been happy to share with anyone, because it wasn't all that great. Now, she took the exact same shot, and yet she was able to blur the background, bring the image up, and I don't know what she did, but it looked absolutely fantastic. So in all honesty, I learned my lesson there, that at the end of the day, I can't take things for granted just because I don't fully understand them. So that's a lesson there. But back to what I was talking about focusing, and you know, I was focused for quite a while now on where I was going, what I was doing with my business. I knew exactly what I wanted to do and how I wanted it to grow. And, you know, things haven't really been going according to plan. I'm down on sales. I haven't really made a profit as yet. I didn't expect to even make a profit, but at least enough sales to make sure that I covered my costs. And even that at the moment is, you know, that's a stretch. That's not happening. My online store, again, you know, here it's so much about how you can be turning over hundreds and thousands of dollars or pounds on your online store. Well, so far none of that's happened. I've tried Facebook ads, I've tried the Instagram ads, I've tried, you know, using all of the generic tools that are out there, and so far I think I've just about made enough to cover the cost of the actual online store and some of the fees, and that's about it. So things aren't going too great, and I think this is the bit where, if I'm honest with you, it's the bit which no one talks about. It's the bit when no one tells you that these are the days, or this is the time when it's really, really hard to stay focused and stay infused and stay motivated, when everything that you put into place is just not working, or when it's not turning out the way you expected it to. So I'm trying to change my focus. I understand that I'm focusing on the negative right now, and I understand that I need to change that focus, but it is very, very hard to do. It's hard to do when you know that you've got so much, you know, counted on these things, or that you've got so much that you've put into it, invested time, invested energy. And I don't want to walk away, okay? A lot of people I've spoken to have said, look, you know, if it's not working, why carry on? It's madness, just leave it, there's no point. And you do get that, and especially if that comes from people around you who are family, or people who, you know, you love, and people who you value, their opinion matters to you. So it's very, very hard sometimes to go against that. But this is the other thing, and I think this goes back to what I originally spoke about in my first episode, which is resilience. And this is where resilience does come into it. But what also comes into this is refocusing. And, you know, what I'm going to try and do this week is, rather than anything else, rather than thinking about how to grow the business, rather than thinking about what else I need to do to, you know, drive traffic to the store, what I need to do to try and make sure that I'm generating an income, I think the next couple of days or maybe even weeks are really going to be about refocusing and making sure that I don't actually just throw the towel in. And I think that's the bit which is really important to understand, that there's times in your business that you need to step away from it in terms of being so involved, and to actually refocus on yourself. And I think right now I need to just take some time out to refocus on myself, to make sure that I am in that right place to be able to continue, and that I am able to pick up where I left off. So I feel that when I listen to a lot of these webinars, when I listen to a lot of things, and, you know, a lot of people in business and the courses that we, you know, that I sign up for, they do talk a lot about the practical elements of business. They talk about how, you know, to take certain action in terms of making sure that we're able to set up the store, or drive traffic, or create an ad, or to upload products, have SEO, you know, recognizable words, and all these sort of things. Yeah, those things are really great. They're the practical things that we need to do inside of our business. Unfortunately, not many people talk about outside of the business. They don't talk about what's happening with you. They don't talk about what's happening with where your mind's at, where your head's at. They don't talk about how to take care of yourself before you take care of your business. And I think that's really one of the things that I want to focus on. The key lesson in today's episode is really to take care of yourself, is self-care. And that can come in a number of different ways. And in a longer episode or in the next episode, I'm going to talk about that, or a bit later I'll talk about that. But really, it's about making sure that you, as the person who is in the business, as the main driver of that business, that you're in the right place mentally, okay? Not just, you know, in terms of putting those practical things in place. So all I'm focusing on, as I said, the next couple of days, and I would advise you to do as well, is make sure that you're taking care of yourself and thinking about how you can take some time out from, you know, from worrying, stressing, thinking, overanalyzing all of the things that are going on. And I do believe that sometimes stepping back, or, you know, just having a moment to review, or not review actually, to do nothing, can sometimes help to make the situation a lot better. And some of my greatest moments have come from where I've stepped back, if I'm honest with you, where I've just sort of said, you know what, okay, world, just do whatever you want. Yeah, just do whatever you want, and I'm just going to accept it. And that's when great things have happened. That's when amazing things have happened for me. So I do believe that if you step back from things at times, that is the best thing you can do. And I know that's hard, because we get so involved with what we're doing, and we become so obsessed with, you know, the little bits and pieces that need to be put into place. That, and we're told that as well, aren't we, really? You know, we're sort of told that, no, you know, sleep is for the weak, and don't sleep, wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and start your day, and, you know, keep going. And which, yeah, ultimately, when your energy levels are super high and you've got that idea and it's generating those ideas, then yeah, you probably can't sleep. I mean, I don't sleep for more than 5-6 hours a night. I've tried to go to bed early, and I've ended up waking up at random times of the night, and then just ending up regretting sleeping early. So some people need more sleep than others, and that's fair enough. But generally, I don't believe that you should be that super focused all the time, or should I say that obsessed all the time, because I don't think that's healthy. I think what you need to do is have some days where, yeah, you're super energetic, you've got you're putting everything into it, you're focused on taking action. And then there's other times when, what I call the reflection time, when you need to step back and you just need to say, okay, this is what I've done so far, let's see where it takes me. I do believe that things automatically start to fit into place when you step back from things at times. Going at it hammer and tongs, okay, in terms of what you're doing, with no break at all, is really just setting yourself up to be exhausted, and also for you to be, you know, burnt out. So my advice would be, for those of you that have your business, for those of you who are thinking about side hustle, okay, make sure that you've already put a plan into action as to how you'll take care of yourself, as well as how you're going to take care of your business. So that's me done for now, and it's a short one, okay? It's always short, because I believe these little tidbits that I offer, hopefully, are of some use to you all. Riffith Q, signing out. Have a great day.